Dude, I definitely, yeah. I'm all for growing this pod, bro. Like, if whatever we got to do, yeah, man. Whatever we got to do, because that was like my main thing. Start is to just like, you know, grow this thing and see how big we can get this.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, and it'll be for the better. It'll be for the better.
For sure. Yeah, I love that.
We need to charge it up. We need to get organized because holy. We're acting like a little Paul Rhodes team right now.
Oh, we're not organized?
You don't know what we're going to get. Well, this is what I was going to say. We started out the podcast. We're not going to have our beginning soliloquy or whatever it is or whatnot. For this show, I kind of want to talk about the KU game, definitely. But I also kind of want to talk about the week of college football because it's a great week. Like, man. Now we're getting into the thick of the season and it's really good.
It's a hell of a slate this week, too.
I have to ask you, and I already told Tyler about this question, Kevin.
Okay.
I
was going to say, if it has anything to do with the upcoming schedule of games, I haven't looked at it at all.
No. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that.
Sure.
I want to ask you, is it our fault?
Probably.
You're going to say yes. Is it our fault that we lost to Baylor because we did not record a preview episode last week?
No.
You're the guy that believes in jinxes and superstition and all that.
It doesn't hurt that we're doing a Kansas preview.
I know you are the kid on the bench in the dugout or whatever. I can't remember. In baseball, telling all the kids.
Rally capping the shit out of it.
Yeah, you were the kid saying, put your fucking rally cap on.
I had the rally cap on at the onside kick.
Man, worked. I'm like, shit.
It almost worked if everybody else would have done it.
Well, I didn't have so I definitely would have done it.
You were the kid who had the rally cap on in the third inning. We need a rally right now.
That's right.
We're down. It's like, Kevin, we got 6 innings left. We're down. So it's not our fault.
No, I don't think that one's our fault.
It ain't my fault.
I think there were other things to blame for that one.
If we go to the bye week winning these next 3 games, do you think it's our fault then?
No. Oh, get into the bye week and
we've won all the games we record every week.
No, this one didn't hit me. The whole no preview show. Now you're making me think about it now. So
yeah, I know you're going to text me tomorrow and be like, it's totally our fucking fault.
If we lose 2 games this season, when one of them being Baylor and the other one being Oklahoma State, because I picked us to lose that one way back before this team started playing. But then I'll wonder.
That is your fault.
Then I'll wonder.
Then it's your fault. But
it is all your fault.
So, you know, you told me something. I can't remember if you told me on the podcast or if you just told me in a phone call or whatever. But you told me. At the beginning of the week, you reminded me of this, that you always think we're going to win by Tuesday. The loss is worn off. You always think we're going to win. And
it doesn't matter how. Yeah.
I woke up on Monday just thinking we were going to get kicked in the dirt. And then I woke up on Tuesday and I went, we're going to fucking kill this team.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. By Tuesday, that's been my mark. It doesn't matter because there are days when the close losses hurt more than the blowouts.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And so it really doesn't matter. Tuesday is the benchmark. By Tuesday morning, I'm ready to just beat the fuck out of the next team. And we probably will this weekend.
Man,
I agree. This is the first legit team that Kansas is. We're the first legit team that Kansas is going to play.
Too legit
to quit.
So, how are we going to do this? Kansas, and I don't really like getting to the analytical stuff, because I think that football is a bigger sport than just analytics. Right. You can tell a story with – you learn this in – and I'm kind of showing how big of a nerd I am, but I did research at Iowa State for 4 years. You can make the analytics, you can make the data tell any kind of story that you want.
Sure.
Now, obviously, if your quarterback is like Spencer Petras and throws 8 interceptions to 1 touchdown, that kind of means that the offense isn't working. Now, you can't just draw conclusions to he's a terrible quarterback, because who knows? You can draw conclusions that the offense isn't working, though. Because maybe he's throwing and then they're running inside the in the red zone. Maybe they're just running the ball. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Or they're play the triple option and they barely throw at all. So what I'm trying to say is you can't just look at the analytics and the data and go, okay, they're a really good offense and they're a terrible defense. You can't just draw conclusions, because you can make the data say anything that you want it to say. That's kind of where I am with Kansas. That's kind of how I look at these football games. Is, okay, Kansas, yeah, they have the 4th-ranked offense in the country, and they have a bad defense. For the past, I don't know, 6-7 years, they've been Kansas. Haven't they been Kansas? Go ahead, sorry.
That's exactly what I believe in. Is Kansas was so bad for so long.
Oh, bad.
That just because they're winning some games, that does not mean they're a top 25 team. Believe it when I see it. That's what I believe in when I'm talking about Kansas. If they beat my team, then I'll start to believe it. All I've got to go on right now is that they beat West Virginia in overtime.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They beat West Virginia in overtime, and everybody's talking about their quarterback being amazing when really he's a runner. You look at his numbers here, 18 of 29 for 219 yards passing. 18 of 29 against West Virginia. Sorry, West Virginia. We lost to you last season, I know, but I seen you in the table. That's where I'm at with Kansas is – I've got nothing to go on with them other than they've beaten teams that I think were better than, and they've beaten them closely. Like these weren't blowouts. They beat West Virginia in overtime. They beat Houston by what it was, a single digits.
So they beat Houston by 18, but Houston beat Rice by 7, and Rice is a grain, isn't it? Or something. It's a pasta. I don't know what it is. What is it? Is it just rice?
Yeah, 48-30 they won. Duke, they beat 35-27.
Houston could barely beat Rice, and Rice is fucking terrible.
Yeah. And so I'm not saying I think they're garbage like they normally are.
No.
I'm just saying they're still – just because you beat these teams that you've played does not mean that you're at the top tier of the conference all of a sudden.
Yeah, right. And I'll remind people, in 20, you might think, okay, this Kansas team is a lot like the 2017 Iowa State Cyclones. And yeah. I can see how you can draw conclusions to that. But we were really competing in games in 2016. Near the end of the season, we blew out Patrick Mahomes. We beat Kansas. Like, come the end of the season, we were starting to win. We were starting to keep it really, really close with teams like Oklahoma State, Baylor, and even Oklahoma.
OU.
Yeah, we were keeping it close. Kansas was getting their shit kicked in last year. Yeah. It's not an overnight thing. And yes, I do believe that they've gotten a lot better. They've probably had the same growth trajectory that we had for Iowa State in 2017. But that, for what that means for them, is that they were barely better than the team that we were in 2016 right now. Like, right. They're not at the 2017 going to beat TCU, going to beat OU at home, at OU Stadium. No, it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
no.
I don't even know what to make of this. I'm peeking at KU Athletics' website. and looking at the individual rushing numbers.
Yep.
And Daniels is their leading rusher.
Let me take a look at this too.
He's their leading rusher by 80 yards with 341. Sure. He's lost 15. And so I'm assuming that's due to a couple of sacks.
Probably, yeah.
But so he's averaging almost 9 yards a carry. So what kind of defense has he been playing against?
None.
His running back fucking is averaging none. 7. The next guy's averaging 6.5.
Well, that's the thing.
And then you get down to there's not many carries. But
I believe he's a leading rusher for the team. Yes. Like when your quarterback is a leading rusher for the team, bro. Like, you know, what I mean that's sort of.
You're talking about Navy. You're talking about Army. Yeah.
You're talking about Army and Navy. We're not a triple option, but like, I mean, like a key to this game is us being able to keep him in check.
Yeah.
Because I think go ahead.
Like that's the thing is keeping him in check. I think that their running backs are good. I think that if we had a guy like Devin Neal, who's their starting running back, he's a sophomore. He's good. I'll give him that. He's a talented running back. He was a 4-star kid coming out of high school, which is fucking mind boggling that they get 4 stars.
They have always brought in that level of talent, and they've been complete ass.
It's crazy
how you can do so god awful terrible with that level of talent at Kansas, but they do it.
I mean the fact that Puka Williams went to that school over like LSU is
over anywhere.
Right. How the hell did he end up at Kansas?
How the hell did he go to Louisiana? Yeah, did he mean to go to Kansas State?
No.
Right. I mean, I'm going to Kansas State.
Let me look him up, because I know that he had interest at a LSU. Let me look him up real quick. This is terrible radio.
Well, that's all right.
Here's kind of how you stop. Okay, so I'm here I am. He's from Louisiana. He had offers to LSU. He had offers to Miss. Okay. No, he didn't have an offer to Texas. He had a bunch of offers. I believe that like they wanted him. LSU wanted him, but he just decided to go to Kansas for some reason. Didn't make any sense to me. I don't know.
Wow.
It's the dumbest thing.
He could have played, because he would have literally played the next year after what's his name? Leonard. That was Leonard Fournette's last year. So yeah, like,
it's not like he started. Let me look up who came in that year. If anybody, this is terrible radio, but kind of the way that I see the guy who went in was Chris Curry. You ever heard of him? No. Anyway, well, to get I'm off that,
it wasn't just me.
To get off the terrible radio, the way to stop my thoughts about how you stop Jalen Daniels is you have to have a QB spy, different QB guy.
Spy
the you have to have a QB spy every play, and it has to be a different guy every play, because they will sniff it out and they'll be like, okay, that guy, the middle linebacker, is the QB spy, and they'll just run. So you got to have Orion Vance be at one play, Colby Reader be at the next play, Bo Freeler be at the next play. And just keep swapping it, because
that's the beauty of having that 5-man cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Is we can throw 8 bodies on rotation at him. Then,
yeah, we need to figure out, okay, who's going to go after that quarterback this play? Who's going to be the spy? Because if he does, just keep him at the line of scrimmage. You don't have to get him in the backfield. No. Keep him from – you can give him a 3-yard gain if you want. You got to keep him contained, because the way that you're going to beat this team is having to make them put a drive together, because they're not doing it.
Yep.
They haven't done it all season. They're Oregon of old. And the team that beat them, Oregon of old, was Stanford all the time.
Right.
Because Stanford made them put a drive together, and they couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, but I would say they have a low time of possession this year, as because they score so quick. But like, the thing is, if we slow it down, play our game, and you know, run it down their throat, and you know, ding and dunk it down the field, 12 play drives, take time at the clock. Like, they're going to be sort of pressing, and then that's when mistakes will happen.
Well, the guys on the team will not want to do it because they played four. They played four games where, like,
right.
It came easy.
They're going. It came easy, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. they're going to go like, "Why haven't we scored yet?" and start taking chances.
Yeah,
we got to be there to intercept that damn ball. Come on.
So let's take make these plays, them. Defense.
Make them don't want to be out there. Hit them so hard that they fumble.
This do is again. Yeah. This is I have to assume that Kansas is a better product than they normally are this
year. Yes.
Oh, sure.
But I also think coming off of last weekend, our squad's got some shit to prove in their own minds too. This is a redemption game here, just to make up for last week. Like, we need to get right and get back on the winning side of the league here. And Kansas, the perennial whipping boy, is right waiting for it. And they're going to be in a full crowd, probably one third Iowa State fans still.
Yeah.
What better place to start that road schedule off on?
I mean, if we come out and we go up 14-0,
game's
that
over.
That crowd's going to start leaving.
Yeah, they're going to go to the basketball team's practice gym.
They're going to go, oh, well.
Basketball again?
Yeah, it was good while it lasted, but guess we're going back to the cellar.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've enjoyed a September.
And if we lose this game, to your point, if we lose this game, we are in that cellar, and it's a fucking grind to get out.
Fuck.
It's a grind to get out. You're fighting, man.
I mean, I'm being dismissive of Kansas. There is no easy way out, I don't see, in this conference this year.
Oh no,
nope. But it's gonna be a fight till the end.
Yeah, it's a great.
Some,
it's
some
great
are easier than others.
It's great that we got Texas Tech and West Virginia at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Yeah. It's great because we can just deal with them at home. If we had to go on the road, that'd be fucking tough. That'd be tough. Because Texas Tech is better than they were last year. West Virginia, hopefully we'll have no coach.
By the time we play those two programs, yep, exactly right. You hope that we're in a position where the games just mean so much more to us than they will to them.
Mm-hmm. It starts
this weekend.
It really starts this weekend. Do you want to fight in the Big 12 or not? Do you want that spot in Dallas? Because I think that a 6-3 team might go to Dallas this year.
Yeah.
I do too.
I think there might be a 6-3 team that goes to Dallas. And I think the other team might be 8-1, 7-2.
Like, I mean, honestly, y'all, like if TCU can somehow pull off the upset this week and we win, is going to put the whole conference into a frenzy.
Wait,
if
who are they
OU
playing?
Loses again.
They're playing Oklahoma.
They're playing Oklahoma at home.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about. The Red River, one of those Red River teams is going to go at like high. Their ceiling is 6-3. One of them.
That's what I'm saying.
One of them has to lose in Red River, and they're probably going to lose again. I think they're both not going higher than 7-2.
Right.
I think Texas might go 4-5.
It just means more.
I mean,
right.
I think we might have played the best team last year. Now, if you would have asked me last week, I would have said we're going to roll this team and we're going to have to worry about the other teams later. But I think that Baylor, seeing their line just manhandle dudes that manhandled Iowa's lines. I was just like, oh shit. That's another level. Yeah. Their running back is a solid college running back. Their quarterback is a solid college quarterback who had some pretty good throws on Saturday. They're nothing special. That's not RG3 and I don't know, I can't even remember. Lake Seastrunk. Maybe that's their best left. Or Abram Smith, I guess. You could probably talk about him too. They're not out there. They had dudes. They just had regular dudes. And they just would, we couldn't stop them. We couldn't stop them. I think that's the best team right now. Not Kansas. Absolutely not. Not Kansas State.
I just think, yeah.
Baylor was good. Their lines are way too good.
We still would have beaten them. I'm not going
to. It's hard to beat the team twice. I'll say that. So we got to go to Dallas.
That's good. That bothered me so much. The year we went to Dallas and we had already beaten Oklahoma, and there we had to beat them again.
Dude, my gosh. Don't remind me, man.
It would have been nice to play Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
For sure.
One true champion, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We just already won the conference, and here we are again. But I would love to repay the favor on Baylor.
I would, too.
Yeah, and if we win this weekend and we keep rolling and keep it week by week, I think we have an opportunity. But how are we going to do that? What do we have to see from our team?
Well, the mobile quarterback makes me nervous in the sense I want to see how the defense is able to contain him. I know we've got the personnel to do it and see him do it.
We only worried about how to stop Jalen Daniels. Is that the only thing we're worried about?
Well, I haven't watched a single snap of Kansas football, so I don't really know.
Yeah, why would
I know they like to throw the ball deep, so I think that this game our corners are going to be tested. So I guess we'll be able to see TJ Tampa and Miles Purchase in action this week. So I'm excited to see those matchups.
I'm excited
and see how they fare. Yeah, me too.
It's been so long since we've had two good cornerbacks, two really solid cornerbacks, and these guys are like next level I've seen Brian Peavy do pretty well. And with Anthony Johnson, a young freshman, Anthony Johnson on the other side, trying to figure it out while he's switched in and out with other dudes. But it's like, you got two lockdown guys in Miles Purchase and TJ Tampa. That right there is how we're going to win games, because we're going to take out some of their players, and the Big 12 teams are going to have to be forced to run, and it's just going to ruin them.
And we were hesitating the non-conference games, because I mean, what really were they up against in those non-conference games? I mean, Iowa didn't even have a scholarship receiver. But
yes, they did.
I forgot he was a scholarship guy.
You got to mention that Arlen Bruce is, or else Arlen your Bruce. Inbox will be full of people going, wait a minute. Are you trying to say to me that Arlen Bruce is not worthy of his scholarship, Kevin?
But you're not going to see much more speed than what Baylor throws at you.
No, right. Absolutely not. No, Baylor has not on Kansas' stupid ass team.
No, that's just it. I mean, we can talk about Worthy in Texas and what have you, but those are outliers compared to what 90% of the rest of the conference's receiving cores are going to do to you.
And here's the same thing: we've already seen the usual suspects, and I know I'm throwing Kansas, maybe throwing them under the bus a little bit. Maybe not giving them the respect they deserve.
They have to prove it otherwise.
But I mean, we've seen that Lawrence Arnold guy. Yeah, granted, he's a year older, but our guys are a year older too. We've seen that Luke Grimm guy. I don't even know if his name's Luke Grimm, but his last name's Grimm. We saw him last year. I think we saw him the year before too. I think he's a junior. They're their two leading receivers. I mean, they're the only guys on the team with double digit catches.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about them. The only thing that I'm worried about is them being able to extend plays with Jalen Daniels.
A scrambling quarterback. Yeah. Are they designed runs, or is he just backyarding it?
Both.
Okay.
Both. That's why we just need a QB spy. Every play coming from somewhere different. It's got to be Bo one play, Orion Vance the next. And basically, for the listeners who don't know what a QB spy is somebody who basically does exactly that. They stand there, they look at the quarterback, they make sure the quarterback does not get out of the pocket. If he gets out of the pocket, his job is to tackle the quarterback. He's also looking at the quarterback's eyes to see where's he going to throw it. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of playing like that middle linebacker zone.
Like a zone, yeah.
To make sure, like, that's his area to make sure that, like, the ball doesn't get thrown there. But he's also looking at the quarterback's eyes to see, okay, where is this ball going to be thrown? And he's kind of standing there, moving with the quarterback. And if he has an open lane, he can sometimes go after him. But really, he's just to keep the quarterback in check. That's what we need to do. Just have Bo go right there. Just play Bo right there. Please.
Is our defensive 11 better than their defensive 11? Because if that's the case.
You mean their offensive 11? Yeah.
Their offensive 11.
Yeah, that better than their offense.
They should.
If that's the case, then we can handle giving up a guy on the attack just to nullify that one wild. Mm-hmm.
We need everybody to stay true on the defense. We need both safeties or both linebackers, whoever has the flats, to make sure, okay, let's say it's Colby Reader, because he usually plays on the left side, and Will McDonald's on the right side. If Will McDonald flushes Jalen Daniels out of the pocket, Colby Reader has to be there to make the tackle, to keep him contained. You got to get him. Just contain him.
Because that's the main issue with that three-man attack.
Yeah.
Is it's too easy to.
Too many holes.
Mm-hmm.
Get that. We can have a conversation in the offseason about maybe swapping that up. But anyway, just put them big old boys right there. Just contain the pocket, collapse the pocket, QB spy it, clean it up, get out of Lawrence with a big dub. Big dubs.
Yeah. Winning by 14.
And then bomb it to frickin' X, man. Just keep bombing it.
Yes, sir.
All day.
Yes, sir.
And Dimitri Stanley, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Please.
Your guy. Hey, Kev, your guy showed up right last week, man.
I was too hot to even notice who it was that caught that.
I didn't even realize it was hot until like halftime. I was like, man, it's pretty hot out here.
Well, I was still just hot from the first half.
Oh, okay. You mean that type of hot. Anyway.
Yeah, that.
But that Dimitri Stanley play was like, it was perfect for me. It's like, I've been waiting for that for years.
Yeah.
Finally do it. Can we do it again? Hopefully. But yeah, this game's pretty tough to talk about, because it's like, it's kind of like when, this never happened to me, but like when a family member wins the lottery, like your dud family member, some uncle that like, you're like, okay, what do we do now? How do we handle this? You know, or somebody, that's probably not a great idea, like way to put it. Maybe somebody gets a boat. And you're like, okay, well, I want to go hang out on that boat, but I don't really know how to ask.
It's not my boat.
It's not my boat. It's kind of like your tent. I want to hang out the tent. I want to hang out the tent. It's not my tent though. Am I allowed to hang out at the tent every week? Are people going to start looking at me like this guy again?
So you play your cards right.
You play your cards right. And that's like Kansas. It's like, are they a contender now?
No.
Are they not? Well, they kind of are. They're 4-0. How do we approach this? They've never been good, so we just throw a defense out there and go, okay, do this. You'll stop them. I don't know. Whatever.
I think it's down to our team taking them seriously, like I'm sure they always do every season, so that I can dismiss them.
That's the tough part. Because
you don't know. You just don't know about this game. And come Sunday or Monday, whenever we record the podcast, we're going to be like, what were we thinking? We thought we were going to lose. We seriously thought we were going to lose that game.
Yeah, I mean, so they might be in way better than they were before. That still might be a team that doesn't make a bowl game, and you've made an incredible improvement on the season.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just
that's exactly what I'm saying.
The over-under season total for Kansas was 2.5. I mean.
Right. They've already, like, surpassed that.
Right. By virtue of their non-conference, if nothing else. I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
So if they were to surpass that, like, you know, they
might be good. I'll believe it when I see it.
All right, let's talk about scores, predictions, and stuff.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Let's just do this quick. We got other stuff to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Score prediction. Go first, Kevin.
I'm gonna go with a 28-14 Iowa State winning because I'm stuck on a 14-point win.
28-14.
Okay. 28-14.
He's gonna squeak around and do something silly a couple of times. Who knows?
That's pretty low for this game, but
you think so?
Yeah, I think it's a little low.
I think we're gonna grind them down. What? So does that mean their defense is leaky?
Oh, their defense is
very leaky.
Oh, well then we're gonna beat the fuck out of them.
Their defense is like ranked 80th or whatever.
Good night. And we're going to lose? People are thinking we might lose?
Oh, people, you talked to one of our good buddies. He thinks we're going to lose by 21.
Oh, shit. All right.
21?
I'm changing my pick to 35-10, and the reason is that we don't put up more is because we're going to put that sleeper hold on.
Yeah, we're just going to go night-night. Let's do a 10-play drive.
Yeah, and kiss a quarter goodbye.
Or a 10-minute drive, excuse me. 10-minute, not 10-play.
Well, it might take 10 minutes.
No. A 10-play, just sleeper hold anaconda drive. Night-night.
Wiggle, yeah. Night-night.
If they don't have a good – if their offense isn't worth anything – or defense isn't worth anything.
No, it's not. It's once – I mean, we're going to – if we go up 14 –
then what are we even talking about? What? All right.
That's what I'm having trouble with. That's why I'm having trouble, like, talking about anything, because I'm like, I don't know who with this team, because their defense is still ass.
So here's – yeah, there's the Cliff Notes version of Kansas is they're still a giant pile of shit.
His defense is still ass. Their offense is better. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know.
I think it's the mobile quarterback thing.
It's the mobile quarterback.
All of us Iowa State fans are nervous. Yeah.
But when I've been a fan of Iowa State, we've never known how to defend a freaking mobile quarterback.
Completely ignore every other player on the whole roster. Mm-hmm. And, oh, shit, he can run.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shit. I remember we were pissing in our pants last year because that guy, their quarterback last year, was some track star dude.
Yeah, except he couldn't hold on to the ball.
He couldn't hold on to the ball. He fumbled the ball. He did a steel jance, literally running with the ball and just dropped it.
Just dropped it.
He dropped it.
All right, so third. What did I say?
That guy was faster than Kenny Wangu, and we were terrified of him. And he didn't do jack shit. But am I thinking that it's going to be the same thing? No, because Jalen Daniels is a hell of a lot better quarterback.
But if we assert the dominance early, it could be the same thing.
Well, I hope so. But the thing is,
these unproven teams, it doesn't take much to knock them off.
Oh yeah. Once they face some adversity. I mean, they've faced adversity in this season going to overtime. Mm-hmm. Once they face some true adversity of going down like 14. To a team with a pretty good defense and just can pound the heck out of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because they went down 14-0 against West Virginia, but West Virginia doesn't have a very good defense. So that's how they took advantage of it. Now, the running quarterback thing just terrifies me because we've never been able to defend it. Rhodes didn't have the athletes, and we have a terrible defense to go up against the running quarterback.
Our defense is not Yeah.
No, you need a way to contain it. We have a front six instead of a front seven. But right, that's another topic. That's another topic for another day. But anyway.
What do you guys got for scores then?
Yeah, what about you, Tyler?
All right. So for me, I have us winning 38-24. I think this is the time. Like, the dink and dunk stuff is okay, but bro, we on offense, we gotta start attacking the ball downfield a whole lot more than we have. Like,
we
gotta do that. We're not going to. I would like to see it, but
here we are.
I mean, somebody can sling loose. It. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Send it. Fucking send it. Like we said last week, Kev. Fucking send it. So yeah, we're gonna win 38-24.
Throw it to X. Come on.
Yeah, throw it to X.
I think that the score my score prediction is going to be 24-21.
Oh no!
And they're gonna have a backdoor cover where we're kind of putting on that sleeper hold. It's 24 to 7.
Oh,
it's 24 to 7.
That bad?
Yeah, and then we're just kind of like, all right, we're done here.
Yep.
And then they're gonna score one probably late in the third.
And they creep back in.
And then we're gonna get Kevin's blood pressure up because they're gonna go three and out. They're gonna get the ball back. They're probably I'm just painting a picture here. They're probably gonna go down to get down to their 45 and then screw it up. They're gonna punt it, touchback. We do a three and out again, and then they'll get the ball and score. And by that time it'll be late in the fourth. And then we will just pound the crap out of the ball. And then even if we punt it back to them, they don't have time to do anything. It'll be 24-21. And we get out with the victory. And Kevin's mad because we let him back into it.
Yeah, that sounds miserable.
That definitely sounds like Kev.
Because we can't finish out a game. He's going to be mad because we can't finish out a game. I'm going to be like, well, we won, so calm down.
Finish the game.
Finish the damn game.
Well, yeah, that's what I see. All right, now I'm going to ask a question. Some podcasts ask, like, the offensive and defensive MVP. I'm not going to ask that. Yeah. I'm going to ask you, what player, barring that they fucking get kicked out, what player has to have a good game for us to win? Name one player that has to have a big game.
Mm. Well, who's going to be in charge of the QB spy?
Collective effort.
All right. Then I think that we need to see Hunter Deckers in his first season coming back out, commanding his offense.
Okay.
Against this defense that Kansas is going to throw at them. I think he will.
Okay.
How about we need him to show up though.
I am going to say the linebackers, just the linebacking core.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will be huge. Their eye discipline was really, really bad last game. They were falling for that freaking play action play every single time.
Can we fucking incorporate that play into our playbook? We get killed by that with Oklahoma.
We could kill with that play.
Killed with Oklahoma. We get killed with Baylor. We get killed with name your freaking team. We get killed with name your freaking team on that play. We have.
I know.
Put it in our playbook because if we get killed by it, other teams get killed by it.
Exactly.
That's a perfect play for Deshaun Hamka.
It sure is. But yeah, I think that's going to be a huge. The linebacking core, you know, being disciplined and where they need to be, I think this can be a huge part of this game. Because then that would eliminate them going across the middle and getting out of those freaking chunk plays. So, yeah, I said linebacking core.
Well, I think the player that needs to have the biggest game is Isaiah Lee.
Oh, yeah. Because
Jalen Daniels, if Will McDonald gets loose, Jalen Daniels is going to run that the other way.
Squeeze right up in there.
Yeah. If MJ Anderson gets loose, Jalen Daniels is going to run the other way. If Isaiah Lee pushes the pocket back, Jalen Daniels has a decision to make. And it's usually a bad one if the quarterback has to make that decision.
Yeah, because then he's squirting to the outside.
He has to either go to the outside or he has to throw a quick pass. It's tough for him. It's tough to run up the middle on those types of plays. But if Isaiah Lee can push the pile back, or somebody, whoever's playing that position, if they can push that pile back, or if they can push that pocket back, it's done. If they can look like that all game, it's done. That's why, like Kevin's favorite game of all time, the 2018 West Virginia game. Isaiah Lee looked great in that game. Like those, the guys who played in place of Ray Lima looked spectacular and were pushing that pocket backwards and just making it hell for Will Greer. I can't remember who was actually playing that. Was that Jamal Johnson and the other guys, or who was that?
I can't remember names.
No, it wasn't Ray Lima. He was hurt.
No, yeah.
But it was a couple guys. I can't remember the names.
Was Any there at that point?
Or was Any was not playing in the middle.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been in the middle.
No. Anyway.
Well, at any rate, it worked.
Whatever. It worked. And we were rowdy as heck that game.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. I'm saying Isaiah Lee. Now, if he doesn't have a spectacular game and we still win, don't be shocked, because we found a way to win. But if he's good, it's a no-brainer. We're winning. So, look for that. Look for him to move that pocket backwards.
We beat Kansas, man. That K-State night game is gonna be nuts.
Hell yeah.
We'll talk about that in a minute. We're gonna start previewing some games, running them down quick. But yeah,
yes,
I'm ready. I'm ready. And you know what we're wearing. Oof. But
you already know.
White Cardinal white.
Hell no.
Hell no.
If they run out there and they're all Cardinal, I might go home.
Right. I'm like, nah, bro.
Fuck this.
Maybe we got a whole new alternative. Who knows?
Just wear the fucking blacks. Come on. Give it to me, bro. I'm not paying my tickets to go see White Cardinal white.
Yeah, but they should do it black on black.
Oh, all black. Come on.
Like the logos and everything. Just
now that would be nice.
Yeah.
Black on black on black. I would like that.
Yeah, that uni.
Black numbers, black. Yeah.
Like a little white. A little bit of white.
Gloss and matte.
Yep.
That looks sweet under the lights. Doesn't matter if the refs don't know the guy's number. They can't call the right
player,
probably. So, anyways, about the rest of this schedule.
Or maybe anthracite. Remember those anthracite uniforms?
Oh, I like those anthracite grays. I like those. Those are underrated.
I like them too. Let's talk about some games. Let's talk about some games here. Got to pull up the games. Let's talk about the Big 12 games real quick. We'll just do a real quick preview, because some of this can drag on. Oklahoma's coming to TCU. Oklahoma's coming to Fort Worth. They're going to play TCU. They're coming in. They just lost last week to Kansas State. They've heard all about it all week. What do you guys think is going to happen?
They're going to beat TCU.
They're going to beat TCU. I believe so. I believe so. I believe. Yeah, I believe TCU is a fraud. I think TCU will be at the bottom of this.
I agree.
I mean, TCU's beaten Tarleton, who I think's my uncle, and Colorado, who is the worst Power Five team in the country.
Garbage.
They're fucking terrible.
That's what moving to Pac-12 will do to a team.
Yep. So, then,
we don't want to be in the Big 12.
I mean, ask Kansas.
Right. Oh, we're too good for the Big 12. Look at us.
Then we got the real Red River rivalry here. Texas Tech versus Kansas State. The champions of the Texas and Oklahoma. They play each other this week. That's very They're going to be the winner of this game is going to be 2-0 in the conference.
Oh,
riding high.
Oh man.
Kansas State's finally ranked. It's at Kansas State. Who's going to win?
I'm going to have to go with K-State here.
I'm going Texas Tech.
I want Kansas State to win just so we can knock them down.
I agree, but I think it's going to be Texas Tech because Adrian Martinez is Adrian Martinez.
Yeah. So. We're going to hone our craft against a lesser mobile quarterback. And then we're just going to rub their nose in it.
You know what?
He already wasted his one good game.
Now I'll say this.
He's done already. He's done.
He did. I'll say this. I do think Texas Tech is going to win that game. I want Kansas State to win that game, though. Is that fair? I want them to come in with Jack Trice. I want them to come in with Jack Trice with only one loss to Tulane.
For us
just to spank them around. Just give them the West Virginia treatment.
Yeah, maybe score a touchdown in the opening play. I don't know.
That would be hilarious if we did that again.
It's happening again.
I think this past year has really, really brought out the hatred in that rivalry because Kansas State fans are such punks. So anyway, got another one here.
Okay.
Oklahoma State plays Baylor at Baylor. I'm going with it. Baylor's gonna win big.
Oklahoma State ain't
playing nobody. They're frauds.
At this point, I want Baylor to keep winning now.
Mm-hmm. I want them to win. I want them to go 9-0.
Yeah, I want to knock them down. Because otherwise, if we end up with a cluster and it comes down to tiebreakers,
yeah, we don't want to be worrying about tiebreakers.
One conference game in, we still have to be thinking about the big prize. You want Baylor to win.
We want Baylor to go all the way. Yep.
Yeah.
We want them to go all the way or get piss pounded by everybody.
It's got to go one way or the other. So, yeah, Oklahoma State, Gundy, you're more than welcome to it, but everybody else needs to be on board.
Yep. If Gundy's going to beat them, everybody's got to beat them. Because if it comes down to us or them, they're going to pick them because they won. So we need them out of the picture or definitely.
Where's that at? Is that at Waco?
That's at Waco.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Baylor's going to win this game. I think Oklahoma State ain't playing nobody. Oklahoma State's 3-0. Oklahoma State has kicked the shit out of an Arkansas Pine Bluff team. Whoop-de-doo. They beat Arizona State, who Arizona State had coaches actively trying to get Herm Edwards fired and have admitted it.
That's fucking notice? Horrible.
Do you know this, Kevin?
No.
Arizona State coaches have admitted to people. I don't think they admitted to the media or whatever, but you can look this up later. Arizona State coaches have admitted to actively trying to get Herm Edwards fired. They were actively trying to lose games. So when I bring up theories about offensive coordinators throwing games at other schools, it's a real thing. Now, I don't think anybody on our staff is trying to get Matt Campbell fired because he's such a good dude.
There's the disclaimer.
Yes. I don't want to be pointing fingers here. Whatever. I'm saying. You want Matt Campbell as a boss, man. But yeah, I'm saying that's the team. That's the only Power Five team they played. Otherwise, they played a Central Michigan, where they beat them 58-44.
Central Michigan led up in the second half.
They led up in the second half, and Central Michigan put up 44. Central Michigan.
Yeah,
because what? The score was like 51-something a half. Like,
oh, yeah, it was pretty brutal. It was pretty brutal, but they came back.
Well, that's...
Yeah, I was like, hold on.
I can't let off that much.
I'll take that one with a grain of salt.
I'm Baylor big. Baylor's favored big in this game, according to the metrics. Baylor's also favored by 3 points if you're gambling. -3 Baylor. I'm big picking Baylor. And then we gotta go to a game here where I don't know. I think it's probably gonna be Texas. Texas plays West Virginia.
Is this game in Austin?
Texas is gonna win.
Texas is gonna win.
I think Texas is gonna win that. Yeah.
I don't like saying it, but I think they are.
Sorry, Neil Brown.
I mean, if you're an Iowa State fan, you should be rooting for Baylor to win, or if they lose, eventually just be rooting for them to lose.
Then they need to keep losing.
But I don't think they're going to be doing that because they have a pretty good coach who I hope leaves.
And when you're good in the trenches, yeah.
When you're great in the trenches, it's tough to lose a lot. So
yeah, Rand is fucking good. Fuck.
We want that. We want Baylor to keep winning. We want Oklahoma and Texas to keep losing, not just because of the conference title race, but also because fuck them.
Fuck Baylor.
Yeah, no, I'd rather Baylor be back-to-back conference champions than serve that up to one of those two teams.
One of them.
Hell no.
One of them taking it and jumping ship.
No, if we're coming down to mid-November, if it's mid-November and there are multiple teams in the hunt, like, you will hear me calling out, like, we need to collectively let this other team win so that they get in the conference championship, because fuck them. Whatever, I'm not going to let Texas and Oklahoma in there.
I mean, it used to be that someone was a sacrificial lamb to Oklahoma. Now people are just going to be like, okay, whoever, root for the team that's playing Oklahoma and Texas. And eventually, when you start doing the math of who's going to make that title game, like, there's going to be people being like, the coaches are going to be like, the rest of the conference is counting on us.
Yeah. And that's where, let's pretend it's Baylor, because that, I don't want to say that it's us.
Mm-hmm.
If we're in the month of November, 4 games to go, and Baylor's neck and neck with Texas and Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
For the love of God, everybody who's playing Baylor the rest of the way, do the conference a solid and lay down and take
it. Let them win.
Let them fucking win. Please.
Just forfeit.
Mm.
For the betterment of the league, Baylor. I would rather Baylor than either of those snakes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it comes down to us going to the conference championship and them and all that, like, we better tell TCU, all right, TCU, lay down and die.
Fucking lay down.
You really want the Longhorns to beat us out into Dallas?
But say, your former head coach left you for Texas.
To be a coordinator.
Fuck him.
Oh, yeah, don't forget that they don't – they know that. They know that in their bones. That their storied coach, the coach that built TCU – yeah, left to go, like basically retire.
You think Gary's a side man?
Yeah, I'll go to Texas.
You think Gary Patterson might let one sneak through that he already knows, seeing the play drafted up, and he just might Olay it?
Olay!
Anyway, let's talk about some top 25 teams. We can't really talk about the Big 10, 12 too much because we need a couple more games, and then we can start talking
to really
about,
see it mold itself.
Really see who's in the race, who's not. But we got a game this weekend. Big new.
Fuck.
Who's gonna win that game?
Well, I hope Iowa.
I hope Iowa doesn't. I think I have a weird feeling that they will. But then I also remember that this Michigan team beat them 42-3.
I was just gonna say.
However, Michigan also has a really, really good defense that can force turnovers and stuff. But I think that Michigan is going to win this game by double digits.
It'd be fun to see Iowa win just for
the when they beat Michigan that last time with that last second field goal in Kinnick. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where they rushed.
Yeah, that was in 2015, right?
No, 2016.
All right, 2016. Yeah, right.
That was the most humbling night of my life, I believe. And we're getting real talk with the boys right now because. That was a really humbling game. I think this is the last time. This is they haven't been back since, I don't think, to Kinnick. But think about that schedule. Right. Really humbling night because I started making fun. I was with a bunch of my friends who are all Hawkeye fans. We were at a bar and this little shitty bar. And I remember making fun of them because their punter like did a rolly thing and fell on his noggin. And it just looked at the beginning of the game, it looked really bad for Iowa. And I was just making fun of them. And then the night goes on and the game's going on and all my friends are watching it. And I'm just kind of hanging out and I get really humbled by a very attractive woman. And she basically humbles me and then subsequently goes on to meet another dude. And really, I have to sit there just going, oh, this is fucking awkward. Now, granted, the bar is really small. So I'm just like, I can hear their conversation. Fuck me. And then.
But she didn't want to.
No, calm down there. But I was like, there it is. There's my shot. And like looking back, I had no shot. But. And I'm just sitting there and I was going down the field and I'm just like, they're going to fucking get it, aren't they? This is going to be the end of my fucking life. And they get the game winning kick and the bar just erupts and my friends are going nuts and they're like rubbing it in my face and they're going, ha 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 ha, your team sucks and we just beat them. Look at them go. Oh my God. And I just have to sit there and just be like, this night is fucking horrible. And this is awful. I hate whenever they win. I hate watching them rush the field. They're going to rush the field if they win this weekend.
They're going to rush the field if they win.
You know why they're going to win? Yeah, I mean, you know why they're going to rush the field if they win? They're not going to win because of some miraculous plays by an amazing quarterback or a stellar running back. It's because they're going to get two pick sixes and a freaking fumble recovery.
That shit annoys the fuck out of me. I'm like, how?
Did you see that? Did you watch any of the highlights or anything, Kevin or Tyler?
No, I just saw the box from the
Iowa Rutgers game. Yeah.
How the fuck did he catch that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Go back, Kevin, later and watch the Cooper DeGene. Pick six. How the fuck? I swear, only Iowa players would ever catch that interception. There's no guy in the
NFL. Was that the return where it just seemed like a whole bunch of whiff tackles?
I don't know, but
was that the one where he had to run some distance to?
Yeah, he had to run some distance. Just look at the way he catches. He catches it like he's the middle outfielder for the fucking Yankees.
That shit is ridiculous.
Like literally running to the opposite end, has to look behind him and catch it over his head.
He's facing you're the like, wrong
how
way.
The fuck?
It's not like some crazy one-handed catch type thing, like an Odell Beckham. Like, he's literally not even looking at the ball. He just puts his head back and sees it come and grabs it. It's like, that shit only like, happens for the fucking Iowa Hawkeyes and the fucking Yankees. Like, that doesn't happen in the NFL. That shit's bonkers, dude. That would bounce off of our freaking safety's helmet.
Oh,
they wouldn't
I know.
Even see it coming. I hate that fucking team. I hope Michigan comes in there and Big Ten championships them again.
Oh, that would be amazing. Gives I would them the love business. That.
I can't wait for the booze. 42-3. Fuck them. Anyway.
Well, I'm about to say, in their best interest, it would be good for them to lose that game, because if they go like win 9 games again, the same shit's gonna come back next year. So
I'm trying to look for any games that, like, I mean, there's a lot of good games, but any games that, like, we really care about. It's tough. I don't really care about Alabama, Arkansas. Alabama's gonna kill them. I don't really care about Ole Miss, Kentucky. I don't really care about all these teams. But anyway.
I mean, so, yeah. I know y'all don't like the SEC, but that's going to be a really good game.
Oh, I love watching the SEC games. I just don't have any.
Right.
Outside of certain teams winning, like outside of the LSU-Bama game or the Iron Bowl or stuff like that, it's just – or the cocktail party, it's just like it's a game to me. It's whatever. So.
Yeah. You know the biggest non Big 12 game of the whole Saturday slate, right?
What?
6:30 in the morning, the mighty Tottenham Hotspur against the Arsenal.
First North Carolina derby. Man, we got two derbies this weekend. We got the North London derby and the Manchester derby.
One of them is better than the other one. That's why they put it on in the early slot.
All right. Well, once we start talking about
that, and y'all lose, but say, Kev, if y'all talk all that shit and lose to Arsenal, I'm going to be laughing at you.
Well, we're not going to. Don't worry about it.
I mean, we're probably going to get killed by City, but hey, who knows? Ronaldo might play, so maybe we'll see what happens.
Hey, you're right. You know, we run out of things to talk about on an Iowa State podcast.
And like, I don't want to keep beating this bush, but it's tough to do these podcasts. And this being real with our listeners right now, it's tough to do the Ohio game because it's like, yeah, we're gonna fucking kill them, and guess what, we did. It's tough to do the SEMO game because, well, the SEMO game, you had a lot of like, are we just gonna come out and lay an egg again or what? But
right,
like this game,
right.
This game, it's tough because it's like,
it's Kansas.
We don't know
what is Kansas. I don't respect them. I still don't respect them. Oh, you didn't respect them this year. They're 4-0. They turned a leaf. I don't believe it when I see it.
Yeah, so we're winning.
Winning 24-21.
Versus the world.
They'd come back and put Kevin's blood pressure up. And he'll come on here and say, I'll preview the show for you. If that happens, he'll come on here and say, can we stop winning, giving up the lead? Can we finish out the game?
Oh.
That's exactly what he's going
to say. I'm pissed off. This one feels like we didn't win. I'm mad. Like going back to the tailgate after we crushed the team. I'm still mad because we let him in it.
It could have been cleaner. It could have been cleaner.
This is not going to work when we have to play Kansas State and Texas. You think we're going to go down to Austin with this team and win? Hell no. Oklahoma State.
And then Tuesday comes around.
And then Tuesday comes around. We're going to win the fucking conference. We're going to kill them all. We're going to win by 50 on everyone. Sunday. Fuck this fucking team because they can't finish out a game. But Kevin, we won. Yeah, but we can't finish it out. Are you gonna be mad if we just like win a close one in the Big 12 championship? Would you be mad?
No, I'll probably cry.
Oh, you'd probably cry.
I might try storming Jerry World because I don't think the Cowboys stadium has seen that.
No.
They're gonna be like, man. Who is this fucker?
Well, there'd be a whole section of people, I can guarantee it.
Oh, if there's a couple of people that run on, you'll get the rest of the
game. If Iowa State fans are ready to storm the field, there's nothing.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, we're all going.
We're tearing down the goalposts. We're throwing it in Lake Laverne.
We're taking it all the way up to Lake Laverne.
We're taking it all the way.
Yo, if we win the Big 12 title, we're going to be turning up after that game.
I'll pump the brakes until we get a win in conference. How about that? Oh, Eric, why did you do
that? No, it was more fun talking before you said that.
Yeah. We're still going to the championship. Win it for the Gipper. Come on, boys. just get a fucking win over Kansas, please. Please.
Let's fucking beat KU.
I understand losing it. We lost a close game to Baylor. We lost a close game that the refs fucked us over, and probably they're the best team in the conference. Okay, let's put our money where our mouth is and start winning these games, yep. Please.
Yep.
And I'm still high. I'm like, this is me being positive. just win the fucking game, please. Please.
Let's go, Cyclones. Okay. ISU.
All right. Well, just win the fucking game. It's Kansas.
Win the fucking game. It's us against the world. So obviously, this team already has, like, you're the world is against you. So motivation. So,
yeah. All right. Well, that's a good podcast. We'll see you guys, man.
Let's go.
Go Cyclones.
Go State. Go.